This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Can being a grump actually make your life better? That seems to be the thrust of the story from the BBC Future. And that is what Johnson is sharing with us here tonight. Ian, TJ, and Johnson are in the studio. And, of course, you can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE or Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Then coming up, we'll give you the latest on the Robin Hood of Keene trial that is getting ready to head back to the Supreme Court for hopefully the last time, but we'll give you the update on that coming up here in a bit. So, Johnson, just a recap, BBC Future story about being kind of grumpy. Not so much anger, but just general cynicism.
Right.
Right. They're saying that this could be healthy, that you could actually be more successful in the workplace. What were some of the supposed benefits? Living longer?
Yeah, living longer, lower risk of a heart attack, higher earnings, a more stable marriage. Yep.
All right.
Yeah, because every time I go to court, I always see these happy people like James and me. We're going in, you're so nice. We never disagree. Let's get divorced. You know, meanwhile, the people who are grumpy and angry, they never in divorce court. I'm just kind of going, Johnson, what are you talking about?
Well,
grumpy people are happier than regular people.
Haven't you ever seen a grumpy couple?
No. Yes, and they look miserable.
No.
In fact, I got a grumpy couple that live across the hallway from me. I get to hear their arguments every night. I'm just trying to lay there, honey, I love you so much. You are the most important thing. You're a I can't say all that on the radio. And I'm just going,
all right.
And well, Ian's going, now it's important to share our feelings, Renee.
Continuing on, for years, the link remained a mystery. Then in 2009, Matthijs Bos from the University of Amsterdam decided to investigate. He recruited a group of willing students to set up to work making them angry in the name of science. Half the students were asked to recall something which had irritated them, and the other read a short essay about it. This made them a bit angrier, though they weren't quite driven to full-blown fits of rage, he says. The other half of the group were made to feel sad. Next, the two teams were pitched against each other in a game designed to test their creativity. They had 16 minutes to work to think of as many ways as possible to improve the education at the psychology department. As Bos expected, the angry team produced more ideas, at least to begin with. Their contributions were also more original, repeated by less than 1% of the study's participants. Crucially, angry volunteers were better at moments of haphazard innovation or so-called unstructured thinking. Let's say you're challenged to think about possible uses for a brick. While a systematic thinker might suggest 10 different kinds of building, it takes a less structured approach to invent how to use altogether, to invent a new use altogether, such as turning it into a weapon. In essence, creativity is down to how easily your mind is diverted from one thought path and onto another. In a situation requiring fight or flight, it's easy to see how turning into a literal mad genius could be life-saving.
I could definitely see. I mean, the study you're talking about, they compared angry people with sad people. And clearly, if you're going to compare those two, obviously the angry people are going to be more productive.
Anger is more useful than despair.
Ian,
absolutely.
No, I'm going to go with the happy people, the people who are
truly
happy.
I agree with you. I think happiness is more important, but they only looked at sad versus angry. So, yes, when you're comparing sad versus angry, of course the angry people are going to
be more
motivated.
Angry versus happy. I think happy's going to win. They're going to trounce all over the anger. Because
it'll
admire
be interesting to see. I don't know
truly
if it's,
angry
it's,
people.
It's covered in this.
People who can truly hold that anger and keep it up, I mean, that takes a lot of energy to be angry all the time. I get angry occasionally.
Well, it says anger really prepares the body to mobilize resources. It tells you that the situation you're in is bad and gives you an energetic boost to get
something must
out
be
of
done.
It. Yeah.
Yes.
To understand how this works, first we need to get to grips on what's going on in the brain. Like most emotions, anger begins in the amygdala, an almond-shaped structure responsible for detecting threats to our well-being. It's extremely efficient, raising the alarm long before the peril enters your conscious awareness. Then it's up to chemical signals in the brain to get you riled up. As the brain is flooded with adrenaline, it initiates a burst of impassioned, energetic fury, which lasts for several minutes. Breathing and heart rate accelerate. Blood pressure skyrockets, blood rushes into the extremities, leading to the distinctive red face and throbbing forehead veins people get when they're annoyed.
Mark's got that.
Though it's thought to have evolved primarily to prepare the body for physical aggression, this physiological response is known to have other benefits, boosting motivation and giving people the gall to take mental risks. All these physiological changes are extremely helpful as long as you get the chance to vent your anger by wrestling a lion or screaming at coworkers. Sure, you might alienate a few people, but afterwards your blood pressure should go back to normal. According to avoiding grumpiness has more serious consequences.
Well, I do tend to agree. You want to, I mean, if you're feeling something, you should feel it. You should feel it for as long as you want to. Now, staying in a place of anger, I don't want to do that. I don't think that that benefits you in the long run. Mm-hmm. I think that you can't avoid being angry at certain times in your life because you don't want to end up like this guy. I mean, you don't want to end up angry every single day.
I refuse to go along with this. Lies, Barack Obama. It's a global conspiracy.
Wait, have you just seen the DMT?
Friends.
No.
I'm going Super Saiyan, it's in the water.
Ian, can I make a special song request for the Hitler Took the DMT with Alex Jones?
Not right now.
Okay.
But hey, look at how successful Alex
Jones
is.
He's very successful.
There you go.
Look at Chris Cantwell. I mean, Chris Cantwell's doing great. I mean, he's got way more like listeners than Free Talk Live does on the internet, at least.
So this is still holding up. So the notion that repressed feelings can be bad for your health is ancient. The Greek philosopher Aristotle was a firm believer in catharsis. He invented the modern meaning of the word. Viewing tragic plays, he conjectured allowing punters to experience anger, sadness, and guilt in a controlled environment. By getting it all out in the open, they could purge themselves of all these feelings in one go. His philosophy was later adopted by Sigmund Freud, who instead championed the cathartic benefits of the therapist's couch. Then, in 2010, a team of scientists decided to take a look. They surveyed a group of 644 patients with coronary artery disease to determine their levels of anger, suppressed anger, and tendency to experience distress, and followed them for between 5 and 10 years to see what happened next.
Wow.
Over the course of the study, 20% experienced major cardiac event, and 9% died. Initially, it looked like both anger and suppressed anger increased the likelihood of having a heart attack.
Hmm.
But after controlling for other factors, the researchers realized anger had no impact.
Really?
While suppressing it increases the chances of having a heart attack by nearly threefold. It's not known exactly why this occurs, but other studies have shown that suppressing anger can lead to chronic high blood pressure. Not all benefits are physical. Anger can help with negotiating, too. A major flashpoint for aggression is the discovery that someone does not value your interests highly enough. It involves inflicting costs, the threat of physical violence, and withdrawing benefits, loyalty, friendship, or money to help them see their mistake. Support for this theory comes from the faces we pull when angry. Research suggests that they aren't arbitrary movements at all, but specifically aimed at increasing our physical strength in the eyes of our opponent. Get it right, and aggression can help you advance your interests and increase your status. It's just an ancient way of bargaining. In fact, scientists are increasingly recognizing that grumpiness may be to the full range of social skills, improving language skills, memory, and making us more persuasive.
Improving, what was it, social skills?
It says scientists are increasingly recognizing that grumpiness may be beneficial to the full range of social skills, improving language skills, memory, and making us more persuasive.
Yeah, but do people really want to spend that much time socializing with grumpy people?
I think people need to have the full range of emotions, and being grumpy sometimes is very important to that.
Sometimes,
and yes,
sure.
I would think that a lot of people like to be around Mark.
I think,
who you accused of being grumpy and having angry face earlier.
Did I? Okay.
So, you know.
I wish I could play my ringtone right now, because you know that whole tirade is my ringtone, right?
Yeah, you mean when Mark got really angry?
Yes, and I put in background effects with the bap, bap, bap.
You know, and Mark has his grumpy times. And
Well, I mean, again, it's different to be...
You have to have the full range of
emotions. I agree, it's different to be grumpy here and there, but to constantly be
I'm grumpy all the time. People generally like me, because while I'm grumpy on the inside, I portray humor when I want to.
Okay, well, that's different then than somebody who's bringing down every conversation.
No. This is about people who have that negative emotion all the time.
Hold on. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally, with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're talking about being grumpy and the potential benefits, apparently, of that. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, you can share your thoughts on this or whatever happens to be on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Liberland is the European micronation. It's had its recognition proposed by 7 Polish legislators. The folks behind Liberland are pushing hard to get recognition from other countries because it makes a big difference if you can actually accomplish that on the world stage. The Chicago Journal of International Laws released a 35-page essay that makes the case for statehood for Liberland. What is it? Well, it's a 3-square-mile swamp, basically, in between Serbia and Croatia that neither country claim as their own. So they sank a flag in and called it Liberland. Roger Ver, the owner of Bitcoin.com, has stated his financial support for Liberland, and it's been said the base of the economy there is Bitcoin. Nearly 500,000 people have registered on their website, with more than 100,000 requesting citizenship. But Liberland's a small place, so probably not all 100,000 are going to get in. You've got to substantially contribute to the growth of Liberland if you want to get your citizenship. So go to learn more at liberland.org, L-I-B-E-R-L-A-N-D, liberland.org. So, Johnson, you're sharing with us the benefits, and they, according to the story at the BBC Future, they are saying there's quite a few benefits, possibly, of being grumpy.
Yep. Negative moods indicate we're in a new and challenging situation and call for a more attentive, detailed, and observant thinking style, says Joseph Forgas, who has been studying how emotions affect our behavior for nearly 4 decades. In line with this, research has also found that feeling slightly down enhances our awareness of social cues. Intriguingly, it also encourages people to act in a more, not less, fair way towards others. Harsh but fair. Though happiness is often thought of as intrinsically virtuous, the emotion brings no such benefits. In one study, a group of volunteers was made to feel disgusted, sad, angry, fearful, happy, surprised, or neutral, and invited to play the ultimatum game. In the game, the first player is given some money and asked how they'd like to divide it between themselves and another player. Then the second player gets to decide whether or not to accept. If they agree, the money is split how the first player proposed. If not, neither player gets any money. Happier participants keep more of the prize for themselves, while those in a sad mood are significantly less selfish. The ultimatum game is used as a test of our sense of fairness by showing whether you expect to get a 50-50 share or whether you are happy for each person to be in it for themselves. Interestingly, all negative emotions led to more rejections by the second player, which might suggest that these feelings enhance our sense of fairness and the need for everyone to be treated equally. Reversing the setup reveals that this is not a case of sour grapes either. The dictator game has exactly the same rules, except this time the second player has no say whatsoever. They simply receive whatever the first player decides not to keep. It turns out that the happier participants keep more of the prize for themselves, while those in a sad mood are significantly less selfish.
Oh, interesting.
People who are feeling slightly down pay better attention to external social norms and expectations, and so they act in a fairer and just way towards others.
Or maybe the sad people just don't care.
Maybe.
Like, here, take it all.
Maybe.
I don't want to live anymore.
That's very sad.
Yeah.
In some situations, happiness carries far more serious risks. It's associated with the cuddle hormone, oxytocin, which a handful of studies have shown reduces our ability to identify threats.
That's true. You're not exactly, if you're cuddling, you're not exactly on the lookout for some sort of beast to jump out at you.
In prehistoric times, happiness would have left our ancestors vulnerable to predators. Hmm. In modern life, it prevents us paying attention to the dangers such as binge drinking, overeating, and unsafe sex. Happiness functions like a shorthand signal that we're safe, and it's not necessary to pay too much attention to the environment, he says. Those in a continuous happy haze may miss important cues. Instead, they may be over-reliant on the existing knowledge, leaving them prone to serious errors of judgment. Those in a good mood were less able to think skeptically and were significantly more gullible. In one study, Forgas and colleagues from the University
of... Hold that thought. TJ?
Sure.
Yes, I was just going to hold my... I'm just going, oh, well, said the guy, because I'm like, I don't see too many happy people in the psych ward. Like, usually when people wake up and they've just tried to kill themselves and they've tried it really hard and they all are showing you the slashes and gash marks, usually they're not that happy. So I've never...
But that's you're selecting, that's a pre-selection for... people who are in the psych ward, as opposed to people who are unhappy and functioning.
Yeah,
I mean,
and
you selected a group of non-functioning people. That
I know, but I've just most of the non-functioning people tend to be very, very unhappy.
Well, yeah, but that's not that's.
And I'm saying, like, you're a functioning
correlation is not causation.
Person.
Correct. You know, like, and that's a really good example of correlation not being causation, because the amount of people who are in the psych ward is a very, very small percentage of the population.
Yes, it's a very select group, of which I'm a member.
Yeah.
But, you know, and some of the nicest people you'll meet will be there, but it's a wonderful experience.
And if they're all pretty much unhappy, which ones are going to be getting out? Probably the ones that are unhappy with their situation are going to do something about it. If they're happy and they're in the psych ward, they're probably not going anywhere anytime soon. So, in one study, Forgas and colleagues from the University of New South Wales, Australia, put volunteers in either a happy or a sad mood by screening films in a laboratory. He asked them to judge the truth of urban myths, such as that power lines cause leukemia, or that the CIA murdered President Kennedy. Those in a good mood were less able to think skeptically and were significantly more gullible.
More likely to accept the myth as true. Okay.
Next, Forgas used a first-person shooter game to test, I wonder which one, to test if good moods might also lead people to rely on stereotyping. As he predicted, those in a good mood were more likely to aim at targets wearing turbans. I shouldn't be laughing. That's horrible. But he predicted, apparently, that they're going to be, you know, happy people are, you know, people who are generally just happier, obviously, I guess they're more susceptible to just going along with stereotypes.
Being told what to do or
and
whatever.
Probably, they're probably, you know, more go with the crowd kind of people, I guess.
Could be.
What they're saying.
Okay.
Of all the positive emotions, optimism about the future may have the most ironic effects. Like happiness, positive fantasies about the future can be profoundly demotivating. People feel accomplished. They relax. They do not invest the necessary effort to actually realize these positive fantasies and daydreams, says Gabrielle Oettingen from New York University. Graduates who fantasize about success at work and end up earning less, for instance. Patients who daydream about getting better make a slower recovery. In numerous studies, Oettingen has shown that the more wishful you're thinking, the less likely any of it is to come true. People say, dream it and you will get it. But that's problematic, she says. Optimistic thoughts may also put the obese off losing weight and make smokers less likely to plan to quit.
Well, I don't know about the claim that somebody who's a patient is going to heal slower if they're optimistic about it. I mean, there's a reason why, like...
They don't make the they probably make worse health choices. They probably don't change their bandages as often. They probably don't.
Maybe.
You know,
but, I mean, there's a reason why, like.
My wound's going to get infected. I better clean this all the time.
Emergency medical technicians are trained to not say things like, my God, he's not going to make it. Because even if you're, like, passed out, the suggestion that you won't make it might actually make it more likely that you don't make it. Whereas suggestions like, you're going to make it, it's going to be okay, actually can help people pull through something. So, I mean, it's interesting what you're sharing here. We can continue, and you can share your thoughts. I mean, is Johnson onto something here, or do you feel like you benefit from being grumpy about things, or possibly angry? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We also, you know, you can join us online, get interactive over at freetalklive.com. You can actually submit content right there to the front page of the website. It is a Reddit-based site, so that means you can vote on what you see there. If you like something, vote it up. If you don't, you may either ignore it or vote it down. It is up to you, and you get to create the content on the front page over at freetalklive.com. Tonight, are you sleeping on a MyPillow? Well, I am. You can get yours from MyPillow.com. It does a great job of kind of fitting to the shape of your body and holding your neck in the proper position, because in many cases, chronic headaches, neck, and even back pain can be solved with just the right pillow. And if you use code FTL over at MyPillow.com, you'll get either one pillow at half off or two for the price of one, your choice. MyPillow.com, code FTL. By the way, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. If you don't think MyPillow is the best pillow you've ever used, no problem. You can send it back to them.
Wow. I was actually, that just put me over the fence.
I mean, what,
I was sitting there thinking, like, I felt the pillow, you know, but I'm like, Because you came down and showed me the pillow like a couple weeks ago. And I'm like, you know, this is kind of interesting. But I don't know what it would be like to sleep with this pillow. You know, like, I'm like, it feels nice, but I don't know. You know, like, it's got kind of a strange feel to
it's
it.
It's different.
It's definitely a different feel, but I'm like, but I kind of like it because I like, I'm a feather pillow sleeper. I love feather pillows.
Okay.
I like the really soft, kind of squishy.
Yeah, goose down
and this
type.
Pillow has the squishiness to it, but I also have some memory foam pillows. And I got to say, I don't like them. because the exact thing that these people say about memory foam pillows is absolutely true. It raises your neck too high, and I get a stiff neck when I use the memory foam pillow. It's awful. So, I mean, I'll use the memory foam pillow sometimes to, like, you know, hug it like a body pillow. That's nice. But it absorbs heat and then radiates heat. So it's, like, crazy.
No good.
So this thing is cool.
It's worth a try. There's a 60-day
money-back guarantee. Is like, okay, I guess I'm going to do that now.
So there's also a warranty on the pillow for 10 years as well. So, I mean, it's good good construction as well. And you can wash and dry it. Can you do that with your current pillow? Odds are no. I've never seen a pillow that allows you to stick it in the washing machine and then the dryer. You can do that with this.
Well, I may be reporting back in the near future.
All right, good. We'll see what you think about it. MyPillow.com, code FTL. You got to use the code to get the deal. And if you do use the code, it basically brings it down to the same price that you pay at Walmart. So the difference is we get credit for it when you buy it through MyPillow.com with code FTL. So let's continue here. You've got a little bit more to this story, which is making a strong case to be grumpy a lot.
Yep.
I don't know if I agree with that, but
defensive pessimism is what they're going to talk about now. Defensive pessimism. Perhaps most worryingly, Ottingen believes that the risks may operate on a societal level, too. When she compared articles in the newspaper USA Today with economic performance a week or a month later, she found that the more optimistic the content, the more performance declined. Next, she looked at presidential inaugural addresses and found that the more positive speeches predicted a lower employment rate and a GDP during their time in office. Combine these unnerving findings with optimism bias, the tendency to believe that you're less at risk of things going wrong than other people, and you're asking for trouble. Instead, you might want to consider throwing away your rose-tinted spectacles and adopting a glass half-empty outlook. Defensive pessimism involves employing Murphy's Law, the cosmic inevitability that whatever can go wrong will go wrong. By anticipating the worst, you can be prepared when it actually happens. It's like preppers.
Well, I mean, it's a tough balance.
I'm sure that there
strike.
Are a bunch of GCN listeners right now going, yeah, I'm a prepper.
Well,
I know all about this.
I think it's a tough balance to strike. I mean, there's a difference between believing that everything is going to go wrong and preparing for that eternally to the point of obsession, to understanding that things can and will go wrong and just sort of being mentally prepared for it, if not somewhat prepared through, you know, food or whatever in your basement. There's a fine line between caution and preparation versus obsession.
Right.
And further, on the other side of it, there's this eternal optimism to believe that if you're just constantly positive, nothing bad will happen. That's just, I don't know if you want to call that Pollyanna syndrome or something like that, but that's dangerous too, because then you're caught blindsided when things do go wrong. But there's also another kind of
40 pounds of ammo, you're not ready.
There's also another kind of positivity that is not the full-on nothing could happen to me that's wrong. That's not what kind of optimism I would recommend. I would recommend the understanding that when things that are bad happen to you, that there's usually some sort of way that you can grow from that. That
right.
You may not know it in the moment, but being able to look back on it later on, hindsight being 20/20, you might be able to see, oh, yeah, well, I'm glad that that terrible thing occurred because it allowed, you know, these new flowers or these new thoughts or whatever to grow from it. Creative destruction, if you will.
Keep it running. Keep the pessimism running as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I know that's how
you're growing. And just take what little joy you can from whatever you get.
You know, every time someone proposes using violence against the state, I just kind of giggle and chuckle because this whole thing, as you know, I've been talking about.
I didn't propose using violence.
No, I know you didn't. I'm talking about the hypothetical. The people are like, you know what we should do? We should get a bunch of guns and prepare for the government.
Ammo,
like,
but I was talking about an SHTF situation.
Yeah, you
where
might need to shoot a deer.
You need to protect yourself and hunt.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, you know, the thing about people who take arms against the government, I'm like, madam or sir, have you ever seen the Navy SEALs train? And James, he said, no, let me show you. We're going to stack 18 into a port-a-john, and notice how they sweep in for the tripwire, and there's no laughing. They all go in, and he's going, now when they come out, they're going to go, ding, 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 and he'll say, exactly, and it comes out, it's
hold
like
up,
watching
they put 18 Navy SEALs into a port-a-potty?
Yes. They go, it's like, okay, sweep, clear, boom, check for trip wires, boom, boom, bounce down the line. And they do that, and then they come out, once they're all in the port-a-john, they all come out.
How the hell do you fit 18 people into a port-a-potty?
Anyway, you can.
Simultaneously.
Thing? Yes, all simultaneously. You're either all getting in there, or you're banging that 35-degree
water.
Wait,
are they, so they're going down into the sewage area?
No, it's a port-a-john. Like, just look up Navy SEALs port-a-john.
Okay, I'm thinking of port-a-potty. Is this the different thing?
No, it's a green port-a-john, just like a construction port-a-john.
I'm going to have to look this one up.
Just type in Navy SEAL port-a-john, or, you know, Army. Military port-a-john booby trap training. But when you actually watch those Navy SEALs in that 35-degree water, and you're saying, look, we're keeping going, or you're ringing that bell three times and quitting. You're either dead or you're going to make it through. There's only two options for these people. And when you see what that kind of tear, oh my goodness.
Yes. Well, that's where the Marines have the expression, embrace the suck.
Yep, the only easy day was yesterday. Pain is just the weakest thing in the body. But I'm like, well, those are great things to say. But let me tell you, you know how cold 35-degree water is? Let me tell you, there's nothing that can prepare you mentally. I've tried taking cold showers with James, and we wanted to do this buds training to see who's going to ring the bell first. Because neither of us are physically ready to be SEALs. But I think I'm more ready than James is. Because, you know, hey...
I think you guys should box it out.
We've actually got it lined up. Yes, we actually
going to go to a boxing match.
Well, it was our hand-to-hand combat training. So,
oh, okay.
He's a green, He's the second level in whatever the Army hand-to-hand combat training level is. So he said, "Oh, well, if you want to learn to be choked out, I can anytime you want to go in the ring." And I'm like, "Well, you throw down the challenge. I can't say no to that."
All right, Johnson.
Well, there's only a tiny little bit here left. It works like this. Let's say you're giving a talk at work. All you have to do is think of the worst possible outcomes. Tripping up on your way to the stage, losing the memory stick which contains your slides, computer difficulties, awkward situations. Truly accomplished pessimists will be able to think of many, many more. And hold them in your mind. Next, you need to think of some solutions. Psychologist Julie Norum from Wellesley College, Massachusetts, is an expert pessimist. I'm a little clumsy, especially when I'm anxious, so I make sure to wear low-heeled shoes. I get there early to scope out the stage to make sure that there aren't cords or other things to trip over. I typically have several backups for my slides. I can give the talk without any of them if necessary. I email a copy to the organizers, carry a copy on a flash drive, and bring my own laptop to use, she says. Only the paranoid survive, as they say. So the next time someone tells you to cheer up, why not tell them how you're improving your sense of fairness, reducing your unemployment, and saving the world economy? You'll be having the last laugh, even if it is a world-weary, cynical snort.
Well, I do agree that if you're going to be pessimistic, it's better to use it for the preparation's sake, rather than just continually playing.
And improvement.
Rather than continually playing over and over in your mind all the things that could go wrong and doing nothing about it. The toll-free number here is 855-453. We can talk more about pessimism versus optimism. Johnson says the statistics are on his side on this. It's Free Talk Live.
They wake me up every morning. Their tails are always wagging. They're just running constantly and chasing, you know, shadows and sticks. Their coats are much better. They're very happy dogs. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
I have three dogs, golden retrievers. And I make their own food, ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the liquid chops. It takes a few minutes every week. Before the Dynavite, they were overweight. They slept all the time, so now they jump all over me when I'm cleaning up their bowls. They're crazy about the food, and their vet said that it's so much healthier for them. Go check out Rescue Dogs. They're just waiting to be loved. Get them started on this Dynavite diet, the health food for animals, and you'll see amazing results.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, join us on the radio here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight in studio, you've got me, Ian.
TJ the Spy.
And Johnson.
And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. We're going to talk, I think, a little bit more about negativity versus positivity here in a few moments. Mm-hmm. Also, want to let you know how to get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. You have to use our promo code when you check out at Vistaprint.com. Promo code is FTL. That gets you the special deal. And it's super easy to personalize your business cards over at Vistaprint. You can customize the text, colors, backsides, and more. They've got thousands of industry-specific templates. You can upload your existing logo to one of their designs, or you can upload your entire design, which is what I did with the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree cards that I made. You can either you can also upgrade the quality of the card. Now, obviously, you've got to pay more for things like spot gloss, raised print, metallic stock, and the thicker stock as well. All of those things are available to you. Vistaprint.com. Again, starting price just $9.99. When you use code FTL, you get 500 business cards for that price. Code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at Vistaprint.com. And they guarantee you'll love your products every time or they'll make it right. And they've got amazing customer service. Go ahead and try it out. Vistaprint.com. Use code FTL to get the deal. So, Johnson, you just went through a pretty a detailed story from the BBC, basically saying that people who are grumpy are going to live longer. They actually are going to be more successful. I didn't take notes of all of the things, the benefits that, I mean, but it was this myriad, this long list of supposed benefits as compared to people who are positive people. And at the very end, you talked about defensive pessimism, where people will think about things that could go wrong. Like one lady was giving an example
Being more prepared.
Of a speech that she had to give or something like that, thinking about what might happen on the way up to give the speech or during the speech and to prepare themselves for potentials of, you know, failure. And I don't think that's a bad thing at all to, you know, be concerned and cautious and, you know, think about future possibilities and prepare for them. And I think that, again, it depends on what the negativity does to you, I guess.
We're talking specifically about grumpy negativity, which implies there's a little edge of anger in there rather than, just depression and
being sad.
That's useless. Okay. That's just you're a lump of stupid.
Right. So
anger implies there's a motivation there. There's a drive. So, you know, being grumpy is like, it's not, it's, there's a pessimism, but it's not a depression. It's a pessimism. You know, it's a cynicalness.
I don't personally want to stay in those places, but if that's something that drives you, I think that, you know, God has blessed you. Whatever it is that works for you, if that's what works, then that's great. I would say.
My big issue is when people are feeling angry and they're saying, dude, I don't want to be angry. I want to be happy. Most people, when you ask them, what do you want to be, they say, well, I want to be happy. I don't want to be sad or angry or any of these other. They want to be whatever. And I'm saying, well, okay, if someone truly says, no, I want to be angry. I don't want you to be happy just because that's what society wants. I want you to be angry because that's what works for you, and you like being in that emotional state. I personally think it's awful, and there's a lot of emotional states I'd rather be in, and I take a lot of very powerful psychotropic drugs to make sure I'm in them. So people always look at me, how are you so positive? I'm like, well, it's called haloperidol and fluoxetine or Prozac and antidepressants, and they have all kinds of nasty side effects. Yes, don't have to tell me what they are. But I take them because, you know, you would not like the sober TJ. I am a fluoxetine addict. I cannot function without it. No, truly cannot function. You would not recognize what I become. And, if you don't doubt that, I have a whole 300-page psych eval done by the federal government that'll tell you exactly what comes, you know, when someone, you know, goes off the rails. And you know what? It's okay. Every now and again, the girlfriend leaves them. Lose their house, lose their job, something happens, dad dies, girlfriend dies, and they just fall off the wagon. You know what? There's nothing, no shame in that. What's a shame is the people who then just quit on life and they don't get back on.
That's true.
Because your biggest screw-ups, I hope your biggest screw-ups are yet to come, because those are the wonderful things you'll be telling yourself when you're 80. Nobody ever talks about, you know what, nobody ever wants to talk about how all my successes. They love to hear about my screw-ups. They love to hear about the psych ward or how bad this disaster, this divorce, this arrest. Those are the funny stories that make up the comedy of life at the end of life. I mean, they don't seem very funny. Let me say, it wasn't very funny getting raided by the FBI, but it's kind of funny now because it's like, well, you know, we got video of the whole thing.
No, you didn't. You didn't get video of the whole thing. You got video of the very beginning.
Yeah. And
there was surveillance video of people kind of coming and going from the house. But besides that, there wasn't much video.
But we need to make sure next time if they
The video has yet to be released, so it's not nice to tease people about video that, that you have that you don't intend
saying,
to release.
Okay, you want me to release the naked soon. Video of me naked, calmly
point,
and rationally to the agent, and they're all standing there, would you like to get on some clothes? And I'm like, well, yes, I'd love to, but unfortunately, under the Terry doctrine,
YouTube,
if I go back into my room...
a feature now to blur...
Okay.
Do they really?
Yeah. It's
well, the
in.
Video is low resolution. I don't think that's necessary, but you know, hey,
yeah.
It's pretty blurry as is,
just because of the nature of the camera.
And you know, what's funny. People talk about preparation. Well, I was always saying you need always like FBI's coming through the door right now. What do you do? And people would always get mad at me because every time I'd come over to the slap or whatever, I'd say, okay, the FBI's coming through the door. What do you do right now? And someone's like, don't ever joke about that. I said, well, it ain't it may be a joke now, but what if they actually come to that door? What are you going to do? They don't want you falling apart on me. And guess what? One day they actually did come.
There's nothing wrong with being prepared. I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all.
So,
but the problem is if you're worried so much that you worry yourself into inaction and fear, right? And then you're just in this place, like you were saying, it's useless to be sad all the time.
Right.
And
that's sad. That's not angry. There's not, you know, worry with anger. That's where grump comes from.
You know how all parents do fire drills and tornado drills? I would add search warrant drill to that, because what if the police get the wrong house? They come in, they flash bang your living room.
It could happen.
Are you ready? Do you know what to do if someone throws a flashbang? There's like 10 armed dudes in level 4 tactical body armor with AR-15s coming through your living room saying, please, get your hands up. I hope that you're just going to take it on faith that they probably are real police with a real search warrant, that they got the wrong house.
What else can you do?
Well, some people in their sleepy state think, oh, goodness, we're being robbed, and they grab a gun and they get shot and killed.
Right.
Because the cops got the wrong house or because something. That's why no knock. I don't like to see the SWAT team. There's a use for it. And the problem with the SWAT team is once it was created, there was going to be like there's very few barricaded hostage situations. There are very few actually dangerous situations where you would need the SWAT team.
Right. They trot it out for most drug raids.
Most criminals, when you just surround them and say, all right, come out, and, you know, if they have a history of violence, you know, most, that's why they try to take you by surprise. You know, there's a reason they come at 6 in the morning. You're probably asleep. I mean, the two of us were awake, and thank goodness we were, so we could wake up the rest of the house. And the FBI's knocking at the front door, and looks like they're pretty mad. And so you go down there all groggy. You're like, go away. I'm like, and that is not going to work on them. Meanwhile, I'm upstairs doing my thing, executing whatever plans I need to be. It's like, okay, camera in place. We're filming. I'm naked. I'm ready to go. Showtime. And I'm just sitting there quietly and calmly, and I just wish I could have recorded more of our conversation. It would have been delightful performance art.
You weren't angry during that encounter.
No, of course not. I was delightfully amused. I said, thank God it's child porn. That's the one thing I'm not guilty of. I might be guilty of many things in life, God, but that is not one of them. So I said, oh, if that's all you're here for, by all means, whew, I am just relaxed and calm. And they're just going, you know what we like to do to kitty diddlers in prison. And I'm like, you know, nah. The thoughts cross my mind. I know exactly what to say. And I'm like, dude, explain to me. Your job is threatening other dudes with rape. If that's like your job description is like, hey, dude, you're going to be raped, and you know it because you diddle kitties, and I know it, and I'm going to try and get you to confess. I'm like, that's your job? That sounds awful every day, trying to manipulate people who are, it's like, well, what if Ian's actually innocent? You realize you're now have awoken an innocent man, taken all of our stuff.
They don't care.
And of course they don't, because, you know, they don't really care about you, Ian. Honestly, you're a very low priority case, and they're going to quickly, in about 4 years, which is quickly for the FBI, figure out you're innocent, and they'll give you your computer equipment back.
That'll be
great. By which time it'll be outdated. But
that's
how the system works. And I wish I could tell you there was something I could do. I wish I could snap my fingers and say, hey, Jim Comey, this is a bunch of BS. You know it. Either say he's guilty and prove it in a court of law. None of this back and forth and forensic examination and all. If someone's either guilty or not, why? And I don't see why so many times someone will commit a crime 5, 10 years later, they're going to court over it.
So somebody who has this optimistic, Pollyanna syndrome or whatever would think that they could never be raided or whatever because they're always being positive. Well, again, negative things do happen in life, and they're inevitably going to happen because if they didn't, you wouldn't have ups and downs. You could be happy all the time if negative things didn't, you know, occur.
I just thought, am I doing something wrong in life where I'm actually thinking, yeah, this is pretty reasonable. We need to prepare in case the police show up and go, knock, 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 search warrant. How do we handle it? And I always thought, this is kind of a weird thing. I can't imagine explaining this to Mom. Like, well, she'd be like, what kind of friends are you hanging around where you have to worry about the cops showing
up? Well, that's what you're saying, though. You don't know. I mean, they could give the wrong address.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're doing something wrong or
the
not.
Right ass with an incorrect warrant or a right address with an invalid search warrant. You know,
the toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. But there's sometimes where grumpiness just doesn't apply very well, and that's if you are doing Robin Hooding. We'll tell you about it coming up.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.